A new book is shedding light on the moment when then-Senator Kamala Harris attacked Joe Biden for his record on busing during the Democratic debates.
I do not believe you are a racist. Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America then?
No.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS. And Jill Biden, the future First Lady, following suit by telling a group of supporters a week later, quote, with what he cares about, what he fights for, what he's committed to, you get up there and call him a racist without basis? Go F yourself.
As you can hear the chants from the crowd, let's go, Brandon.
Next speaker.
Lap, Miss Lap, followed by Rusty Miller, and let's go, Brandon.
He's bringing so much joy, Joe Biden, is to our life. Oh, you said lighten it up.
Well, I did. It's
so
true.
I figured we'd find out what the basis of F Joe Biden comes from. It comes from Kamala Harris, actually.
Oh.
It comes from okay. Jill Biden via Kamala Harris's comment about, you know, Joe busing people.
Wow.
And Kamala, remember in the debate, said, and that was that little 8-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
And it got traction for about 24 hours and then poop.
Right.
It pooped out like most things that Kamala's involved with. She's going to take care of the border.
It's just interesting to me how the people have just such short memories.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've got mouths on them, potty mouths on them, like the first lady. And then they talk about, I mean, you never heard any stuff like that about Melania ever.
Oh, no. No.
I mean, you know, Melania certainly made some choices in her career that I didn't love as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But you never heard things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Trumps were tacky.
Yeah.
It just cracks me up. Well, you did lighten it up. So there is that. And I thank you for that.
Well, it's going to be a fun day because my wife just texted me and said, did you guys put the right weather in there? This is going to be 80s and 90s today.
Hmm.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Well, maybe
that would be nice.
Maybe that was part of his trying to keep it positive. I can tell you with a great deal of certainty, it is not going to be 80 and 90. Now, 70s, we are going to see 70s, which will be nice.
I'll try to fix that during the break.
But I could see my breath this morning when I went out.
Oh, okay.
It was like, okay. Here we go. You remember when it was like when you were a kid and you pretend like you were smoking a cigarette?
Oh, yeah.
Out by the school bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those days.
Just, you know, to try to stay warm.
Yeah.
We thought that was cool.
Mm, yeah.
Times, they are changing.
Our
thought of the day today is this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
With confidence, you've won before you even started.
I like it.
It's true.
I like it.
You got to go into it with some confidence.
Okay.
For
sure. I can do it.
434-248-0704 is our number. It's our text number.
Mm-hmm.
We give you that because we want you to get those brain waves going. And
that sounds wonderful.
And join us with our Mind Jam trivia.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see. This animal ate and completely destroyed $22,000 worth of cocaine that had been hidden in an Italian forest.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of animal.
So the drug dealers decided, we know, we'll hide it in the woods.
Right.
And then they come back. That did not end well.
I want to see what this animal looks like.
Yeah, well.
Like,
high as a kite
days and waste the nights.
Something like that. One toke over the line.
Oh, my
Sweet
gosh.
Jesus, I'm sure. So put your guess in, 434-248-0704.
All right.
On this day in history, 1854, Florence Nightingale, with a staff of 38 nurses, is sent to the Crimean War. Arguably the most famous nurse ever, I guess.
Wow.
In a lot of ways.
Okay.
I mean, Florence Nightingale, that's a big deal.
Couldn't find any audio for that one.
Yeah, no, probably, unless you just wanted to have war sounds. In 1959, the Guggenheim Museum, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, opens in New York. He died 6 months before it was started. Wow. He had designed it and everything. I can't believe a movie hasn't been made about Frank Lloyd Wright.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fascinating life.
Yeah.
And certainly movie worthy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was very controversial. He ended up leaving his wife and six children for the wife of one of his clients. And then there was this big murder fire at one of his houses. And,
man.
I mean, and people don't even know, a lot of people don't even know those stories.
Sounds like a version of Crime Story, no doubt.
It would be such a great movie. So we'll see if one
ever
gets made.
I'm sure there's a good podcast out there about it.
There's some great podcasts out there about it.
Interesting.
If you're interested in any of them, you can text me and I'll send them your way. In 1964, the film version of My Fair Lady, directed by George Cukor and starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premieres in New York.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Where are you bound for this year, Eliza Beeritz?
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air. With one enormous chair, oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
I saw My Fair Lady on Broadway.
Did you really?
And it was wonderful.
The real Broadway, like in New York?
The real Broadway, like in New York. Mm. And Richard Chamberlain played the Rex Harrison part.
Really? Oh my gosh, you got to see him.
I did. It was pretty thrilling, I have to say.
My mom had a crush on Richard Chamberlain.
I had a crush on Richard Chamberlain, even though he was old enough, probably older than my grandfather.
Yeah, well.
But the Thornbirds, you know.
Oh, all the Thornbirds. That's where she fell in love with him.
Exactly. That's where a lot of people fell in love with
him. I watched that. And it's like,
I had a crush on him.
Well, I mean, it's like, there's so many scenes of emotion with him and his mistress.
All of it.
I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. Just so many.
Even Maggie when she was young. And,
yep.
Pretty great.
Oh, geez.
Pretty great.
Gotta go back.
In 2001, the United We Stand benefit concert for September 11th. Two terrorist attack victims was held at RFK Stadium, headlined by the likes of Michael Jackson, Aerosmith, Mariah Carey, and the Backstreet Boys.
And even Rod Stewart made an appearance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody was everybody.
Everybody who was anybody was doing that. We have some celebrity birthdays today.
Oh, boy.
I
gotta get the good one out of the way first, right?
I don't know how she's a celebrity. I've never understood it.
I do not know.
And yet, I guess they're just famous for being famous. Kim Kardashian, 41.
You
don't have anything?
Well, no, I do. The hubbub was all about the Kardashians, and the first time I heard her speak, I go, nah. Yep.
What does that mean?
It just, I didn't like what was... I didn't like the vocal tones I was hearing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Influencer, so I understand that the things that I say carry weight, but you know, I would never tell anyone what they can or can't do. Remember, I'm a Kim, not a Karen. With all of the K names, it's really impressive that my mom didn't pick Karen. I mean, somehow she just knew. I don't know how she saw that one coming and not Caitlin.
It's just painful.
I know.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah, that's what she is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. It looks good on the resume. All right. Let's get on to a real celebrity,
yes.
Shall we?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Judge Judy is having a birthday today. She turns 80 years old.
Yeah. This one's a little long, but it's worth this. This was, quote unquote, one of her best cases ever.
I cannot watch these shows. Yeah. I couldn't watch Judge Wampler. I couldn't watch any of it. It made me nervous.
Well, this is about a woman and a man, and she's basically hooked up with a slug. And he has taken advantage of her, and this is the case.
Okay. That's what I asked you. That was my question.
I mean, what I would tell my...
Social Security number too, for?
You say you file tax returns every year. I want to check.
What does tax returns have to do with this?
Because I asked you a question, sir. I said, prior to going to barber school, what did you do? You said you did what you had to do to make ends meet. That's not an answer to my question.
Okay, well, if he want to come over here and get some paperwork.
No.
I might have some paperwork. He can read it.
Do you understand what, Ms. Dixon, do you understand what I just said to you? I cannot complete this case.
Your Honor, please.
I can't.
If I can't present my evidence.
You can't present your evidence, Ms. Dixon, because I cannot communicate with the defendant. Do you understand? I mean, if this is the way he communicates.
No, he doesn't communicate. I don't know if it's because of television. I don't know what it is, Your Honor.
Television? We on TV?
Goodbye.
Wow.
He didn't even realize he was on TV, so.
Wow. Brilliant. What did you think all those cameras were for?
Right.
More celebrity birthdays today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce Randolph, she's 97 from the Honeymooners.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember this growing up, sort of, kind of.
You're always trying to talk my head in these harebrained schemes, and you know something? You're going to give us back the $500.
Now, just a minute, Trixie. It cost that $500, too, you know. And it's just as much your Ed's fault as it is my Ralph.
Oh, it is not, Alice. Every mistake Ed's made, Ralph has talked him into.
Is that so? Well, I didn't talk him into marrying you, did I?
Ed, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
Honeymooners.
Trixies. Yep. Benjamin Netanyahu is the next one, Janet.
Wow.
And this one really gets me because I remember when this happened and he was speaking at the United Nations. He is 72 today. And he pauses and he stares down for 45 seconds the whole UN and everybody in that room. Mm. And it's quite amazing.
Last month, Khamenei once again made his genocidal intentions clear. He spoke about Israel, home to over 6 million Jews. He pledged, quote, there will be no Israel. The response from nearly every one of the governments represented here has been absolutely nothing. Utter silence, deafening silence.
And then he was silent for 45 seconds and just looked from right to left.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I mean, he spanked them all.
Right.
Because, you know.
And it was well deserved. Yeah. And they knew it.
And Iran, you know, said, we're going to annihilate Israel.
Yeah.
That should not go at least unchecked in some way.
Right.
Anyway.
As we finish up birthdays, we've got a couple more. Will Estes from Blue Bloods, he's 43.
He's a handsome fella.
They're all handsome.
My mother-in-law loves that show along with my father-in-law. They'll watch ION TV.
I've never seen it.
You know, seen any. They'll watch a Blue Bloods marathon on ION, and they'll switch it over to WGN because there's another marathon of Blue Bloods going.
Jamie Reagan delivered a baby.
Yeah. 8 pounds, 6 ounces, yeah.
What was it like?
Scary and beautiful and one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
So, good show. Good show. I love the prayer at the end where they all gather together as this big Catholic family.
It's like a classy version of Duck Dynasty.
There you go.
Sort of.
There you go.
That's what it reminds me of anyway, as you describe it.
Yeah.
And then we have Stephen Lee. I don't know how you say his last name.
Lukather?
I don't know. He's 64. I know how to say the name of his band, though.
Say it.
Toto.
Gonna take a life that
We played Toto music in marching band when I was in high school.
Really?
I had the coolest band director.
Oh, neat.
And he asked me to join the marching band. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I only played string instruments.
Okay, gotcha.
And he wanted me to play bass because we had so many Toto songs that year.
I didn't know you played bass.
Well, I play stringed instruments.
Okay, yeah.
So I can play guitar, banjo, yeah. Little mandolin, bass is the easiest of those. And so he had rigged this huge speaker. So I had a guy, all he did was push the speaker out on the field, and I got to play bass on Toto songs. And
neat.
I loved it.
Neat.
It was fun.
Wow.
He was cool. He was one of those teachers.
Yeah, so. I like it.
Richard Adams.
There
loved
you go.
Him. All right, guys, you've been sending in your guesses with our Mind Jam trivia.
Yeah, this animal ate and completely destroyed $22,000 worth of cocaine. It had been hidden in an Italian forest.
Right.
What is that animal?
All right, we've had everything guessed from bears to pigs.
Oh, geez.
Did somebody get it right? We'll let you know when we return.
I'd like to see either one of those walking around a little stoned there.
Well, yeah. We'll see if they're right. We'll come back with the answer here on The Morning Jam.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Now imagine that with trumpets.
Yeah.
Trombones.
And Janet playing bass.
Yep. Yep. True.
Well, it's...
True story.
Stephen Lee Lukather, I think is how you pronounce his last name. Somebody can straighten me out on that. It's his birthday. He's 64 today from Toto. Yeah. My buddy Mike Burstein says they sound as good now as they ever did. He heard them like a year ago,
for
year
sure.
and a half ago, before the pandemic.
The thing about Toto is, and their music, is they did not succumb to the whole synthesizer thing that was all trendy and hot in the 80s. So their music just has those long legs, much like a lot of the music from the 70s.
Sure.
It's not as dated as some of the other songs.
Hmm.
So I think that has, a lot to do with it, probably.
So our Mind Jam trivia, people have been checking in. This animal ate and completely destroyed $22,000 worth of cocaine that had been hidden in an Italian forest. What kind of animal consumed this?
Cocaine.
Yeah, and a lot of it.
A lot of it.
We had lots of guesses. Somebody said a tree rat. That's a squirrel to you and me.
Gotcha.
Randy says crows. Crows will steal your bag of chips. They're criminals.
Wow, he's had a bad experience. Huh?
I don't know if they have raccoons in the Italian forest, but I mean, they even have the mask on and everything.
Right.
Little leather jackets. Little cigarettes rolled up in their t-shirt sleeve.
Wow. That's like Fonzie, huh?
I know. They're bad news. The answer is feral pigs.
Wow.
So there was this big drug case in Italy that had to do with Albanians, like this Albanian gang.
Oh, gee.
And the Italian police started probing these suspected drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to hide the cocaine in what they later found out was Italy's boar-infested countryside. So $22,000 worth of cocaine might not have been the dumbest idea until the wild boars came along.
Right.
Because they were completely indifferent about how much it cost and how much they wasted.
I have friends that hunt wild boars, and you don't mess around with these
guys. No, you do not. So they will kill you dead.
You imagine one jacked up on coke? Holy cow.
There is that.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. They obviously didn't even respect what they were, because they basically just ripped into it and like shook it all over the woods. I mean, they weren't even...
It's party
like,
time!
It's like, woohoo! And so they just wasted it everywhere. And anyway.
Wow.
they were, the cops were already surveilling their suspects, but the pigs really kind of pushed it over the over the edge there.
So Randy says $22,000 of coke isn't that much. How do you know, Randy?
Yeah, how do you know this? What? I mean, they call it a dime bag on Miami Vice, but I guess that's not. I guess that doesn't mean it's.
He's probably watched a lot of Miami Vice.
Does that mean it's like everything I know about cocaine I learned from Miami Vice? Is that because it's the size of a dime?
I think so. Yeah.
Or because it cost $100. Well, back when.
Okay, now.
Or why is it called?
I'm going
that?
Back to the 70s.
Randy.
Hopefully, my in-laws aren't listening. But a nickel bag, a pot wasn't a nickel either. But you,
of course,
they'd measure it by fingers, in the regular sandwich bag, 2 fingers. I got 2 fingers worth, and that's how you would measure the bag.
So, why did they call it a nickel bag?
I don't, you know, why did they call the band Nickel Back?
I don't know. So uncool. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm gonna have to go back and watch my Miami Vice again.
Right.
We are the Morning Jam.